It's mid-morning at the Webster City Daycare Preschool, and the four-year-olds are full of energy. They're finishing up an art project and putting supplies away as they prepare for a visit from Iowa's First Lady. Mary Culver is reading to preschool classes around the state to highlight the work of her husband, Chet, who pressed for and signed legislation in 2007 creating a voluntary state-funded preschool program.
You have a very nice classroom here, don't you? Who loves preschool? Raise your hand.
Me!
Good!
The Department of Education estimates more than 21,000, or just over half of Iowa's four-year-olds, are enrolled in the program. It provides at least 10 hours a week of free or low-cost classroom time. Heidi Keenan of Webster City says without it, she's not sure she could afford preschool for her daughter. Now Selena knows her colors and all of her ABCs.
She's learned so much even in the last, since she's been coming, and she's, before we came here, she wouldn't sit down and sit still and get things done, and now she actually, she'll sit down and listen to me read her a book or sit down and do a puzzle, or so it's helped a lot.
So far, 326 of the state's school districts participate in the preschool program, and Governor Culver says if elected to a second term, he'll expand it to the remaining 35. But his Republican opponent, former Governor Terry Branstad, says the cost is too great. The state spent $48 million on the program last year and is expected to spend $64 million this year.
You know, he promised the preschool, and so what happened? We had a 10% across the board cut. Hundreds of teachers are laid off across the state of Iowa. And that's not the way things should be done.
During a debate in Sioux City, Branstad said he'd cut costs by limiting eligibility, only enrolling students from low-income families. But early learning experts warn even the middle class needs help affording quality preschool. Penny Milburn with the Iowa Department of Education cites a 2002 study by Iowa State University. It concluded the cost of child care was equal to or greater than the cost of college tuition.
And the quality of child care and preschool in our state was just not very good. So families and our system in the way of child care assistance was spending a fair amount of money, but children were not coming out the other end very prepared for kindergarten, or as prepared as we would like them to be.
Milburn says the state-funded program requires a licensed teacher, standardized curriculum, and ongoing staff development, things she says most private child care centers can't afford without state assistance. In Webster City, the school district has used some of the money to provide transportation and interpreters for English language learners. Pleasant View Elementary principal Mindy Mossman says this made a huge difference as they entered kindergarten.
We have 14 students coming in this year that are English language learners. Of the 14, 11 of those students participated in four-year-old preschool last year and are on target. They're starting the year meeting benchmark. So they have those basic skills that they need to start off kindergarten. I don't know without the program if that's where they would have been.
Mossman says this is the ticket to closing the achievement gap for minority students. But some private child care providers complain the state is now in direct competition with small business. In Webster City, the school district runs the program through the existing daycares, including three parochial centers. But in other communities, the district now teaches four-year-olds at the elementaries. Cindy Goodrich runs the Faith Promise Preschool in Elkhart and says this is the first time in more than 20 years she's had open slots.
Taxpayer money is actually taking money away from private business here. And it's really frustrating when you've run a successful business for, you know, 30 years to have the government now be your biggest competition and they're giving something away using your money to do it.
Goodrich says while she's not a licensed teacher, she has plenty of experience and has been told by parents that kindergarten is easier than her class. Tara Wittemann is the lead four-year-old teacher at Ankeny Christian Child Care. She has an associate's degree from DMAC and is working toward an elementary education degree, but she says she feels undermined by the state's preschool program.
Parents and families that we've had in the past have now decided, oh, you know, this must be better. State government's putting money towards it. You know, maybe my child hasn't been going to quote-unquote preschool the past couple of years. They may not know what we offer versus what they offer.
Wittemann says they follow the same early learning standards as the public preschool and provide 40 hours a week as opposed to just 10. The co-director of the National Institute for Early Education Research says this kind of competition between public and private programs can be healthy. Dr. Ellen Freedy says state-funded preschool will raise the bar for everyone and reach kids who otherwise may have gone without.
It's not the job of the state to ensure that the child care centers stay in business. I mean, this is about the quality of education for young children, and that's what the state needs to be concerned about.
Dr. Freedy says data from other states with similar public preschool programs shows enrollment at private child care centers actually increases as parents begin to see the benefits of early learning. So she says backing away from state-funded preschool now would be penny wise and pound foolish. In Des Moines, I'm Janine Beck, Iowa Public Radio News.